ॐ सहना भवतु सहना भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
Darker. Now we're on page
52. Yeah, 52, 53.
Right. Okay.
Well, let's start.
Sure.
You want to?
Yeah. Unless you want to,
because
it's a really short sentence.
You can do that.
Or I can do two. You want me to do the first two? Because the first one's just three words, really. Or four words.
Anyway. Yeah.
Okay. Aharaha. Is that right? Aharaha. Shra. Snapa. Snapa. Samya. Upasita. Upasita.
Mm-hmm.
Aharaha is every day. Aharaha. Snatva is a gerund from snat, day. So mm-hmm. having days.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have samgyam, which is twilight, and it's accusative singular. And then upasita, which is upa and with us,
mm-hmm.
which is to worship or pray.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say pray? And so yeah. It's the imperfect third person singular, Amanepada. So every day having bathed, he or she prayed at twilight.
Is it the, you're taking it as past tense?
That's why I thought it was
important.
Having bathed, isn't it? In
the
declinable past
perfect. That is, not for having bathed every day. Upasita. Could upasita be the potential atmanapada?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
it could.
Because it's
upas.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Third person singular.
I would take it that way. One should pray daily.
Okay.
Having bathed, one should pray daily. Yeah. But now let's see. Now, this is interesting. For the past tense, upas, that would be upas plus past tense affix. Because it would be upa,
mm-hmm.
so it would still
right.
be upas.
Right. But it seems to make more sense if it's potential, I think.
Yeah.
It's an injunction to say,
yeah. one should,
every evening one should. Every day one should.
And the other thing is, the other problem with upas, why would it take a B?
It probably wouldn't. I get so confused with these.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just like, but, oh, it looks like it should be
the ending. Yeah.
Well, look in page 52, right in the middle of the page where it says buvita.
Mm.
That's a potential atmanapada.
Yeah.
The atmanapada ending mm-hmm. is ita for the third person. You see
yes,
on this thing
yeah,
that I
yes.
got there?
Yes.
It's ita.
Yeah.
Where the past tense ending is ta. So you would think it would just be upasita.
Yeah.
Right? Not upasita.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's take it as potential third person.
Okay.
One should pray at,
mm-hmm.
at
that
twilight.
Makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Having bathed.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every evening. Yeah.
After having, you go like this, every day, having bathed, one should pray at twilight, after bath. Just sequential.
Right.
Action. So, however you're going to say that, like,
mm-hmm.
after having taken a bath, one should pray at samya,
mm-hmm.
at twilight. Okay?
Okay.
You want to read it?
Yeah. Aharaha. Snatva.
Snatva.
Sandhyam. Sandhyam upasita.
Sandhyam upasita.
Good. I can try the next one. Maybe I don't have it all the way.
Okay.
But I'll just try. Dasharathasya bharya kausalya chaitre navabhyam tithau madhyanhe putram ramam prasu.
You know what? I think it's nevamyam.
I was getting so confused because I kept reading it as nevabhyam. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that wasn't making sense.
Yeah.
Okay. These are all dates, special days. Okay.
Right, so, and bharya, actually, I couldn't figure out what bharya is. That to bear?
Bharya is wife.
Wife, that
feminine.
Makes so much more sense. Okay, so the wife, Dasharathasya, is singular genitive. Dasharath's wife, bharya, is feminine nominative, nominative singular then. So Dasharath's wife, Kaushalya, Chaitre is in Chaitra, locative singular, in the first month of the Chaitre month. Navamyam. Navamyam is that is Navami. Ninth. The ninth, so ninth day. The Tao
so it's
is
the ninth. Navami is the ninth day of the fortnight. These are all special.
Right.
Astrological times when you do something, so that's a special day.
So Navamyam is actually, is that then an accusative singular?
From Navami.
From Navami.
Navami, locative singular, Navamyam. So
Chaitre,
so Navamyam
and the Tao are both, and Madhyam, Madhyanhe are all locative singulars. So in the, on that date, in the middle, Madhyanhe, Putram Ramam, she gave birth to her son Ram.
Well, you would say,
Ram.
In the middle of the day, Titi. Also, Titi is a special meaning. Titi is a particular day
titi.
Of the month.
Titi.
Yeah.
Titi.
Titi.
Oh, okay,
titi.
I wasn't sure what you're saying.
Titi.
Okay, Titi, right. Titi is a date, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and on that date, in the middle of the day, she gave birth. And so, Prasut
on
is
Navami.
That...
And Chaitre means what? Chaitre?
Chaitre is the locative singular again. It means
the first,
month of that year.
Of the Hindu
of the
year.
Hindu year.
Mm-hmm. So on the first month of the Hindu year, on Navami, which is
on
the ninth
Navami,
day of a fortnight.
In the middle of the day.
Titi.
Titi.
On that day.
On that day, in the Madhyanhe is the middle of the, again, locative singular.
Mm-hmm.
Putram, accusative singular. Ramam, accusative singular. The son, Ram. Prasut, and that is the Su, from Su, which is the second conjugation.
Mm-hmm.
And Prasut, Pra, Su means to give, to bear. Right?
To give birth to.
Mm-hmm. And Prasuta, so Pra is the, is that initial?
Upasarga.
And I don't know what that makes it. Is that still to,
pra,
give, to get by
the
birth?
Same thing, to
give,
to just
give
birth.
Birth. Okay, and so Prasuta, the ta ending, what did I have here for the ta ending, just gave birth to?
She gave birth.
She gave birth.
Because you see the pra plus a, the
so
a
that, that's the imperfect third person singular.
Right.
Right.
Everybody see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to read it?
Yeah, I'll read it. Dasharathasya bharya Kausalya.
Dasharathasya bharya Kausalya.
Chaitre navamyam tithau.
Chaitre navamyam tithau.
Madhyanhe.
Madhyane.
Putram ramam prasuta.
Putram ramam prasuta.
Parikshitasya, Parikshitasya, Janane Jayasya, Satram, Saram Yogyai.
Sarameyaha.
Oh, yes.
Sarameyaha.
Sarameyaha. Abhyait. Okay. So, Parikshitasya. Shikasya is genitive for Parikshita, which is somebody's name.
Parikshit is the name.
The son of Parikshit.
And see, Parikshit is the name, and Parikshit is a.
That's what I thought Parikshit is the name.
Parikshit is the name of the person. Parikshit is the son of Parikshit.
Okay.
Right.
I thought Parikshit was Arjun's son. Parikshit. And maybe not, maybe I'm wrong, I don't know.
No, but this is later. I think that I think
maybe
you're right.
His grandson or something like that.
Yeah, it has something. It is something like that. But it should, there is a lineage
Maharaj.
There. But this is
yeah.
Okay. And then we have Janamejaya in the genitive also. And and then it says about him that he's the son of Parikshit, the grandson of Arjuna.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Grandson of Arjuna.
So
yeah.
Satram is the neuter. It's a neuter noun. It means sacrificial session.
Mm-hmm.
And it is accusative, mm-hmm. singular. Sarameyaha is son of Sarama. And it's an adjective singular. And then we have, I had some trouble with this, but I think it's Abhi and Yayat from Ya.
How about Abhi plus E?
That E is such a little,
In the past tense, it goes to I.
Right. Yeah, because what I was doing was I was trying to make Ya work. And I was like, how in the world would you get a Sunday that would give you yikes? And I was trying to figure it out.
I didn't figure that out.
Because, because I was thinking wishes to approach. I was thinking it was in the potential. All right. So it's E.
Yeah, E. Right. Do you see, I remember that in the past tense, a vowel ending will take vriddhi, a vowel word that begins with a vowel. So that's the I.
Yeah.
And then abhi plus I is abhyai. And so, abhyait, past tense, parasmai for that.
Okay, so it's third person past tense.
Sorry.
Third person singular.
Yeah. So what does it say?
So it says, Sarameya went to the sacrificial session of Parikshita and Janamejaya.
No, of Janamejaya, who is the son of Parikshit. So Parikshita means son of Parikshit.
Okay. So it's two adjectives. It's like, okay.
Otherwise, there'd have to be a char or something there.
Yeah.
So, of Janamejaya, who is the son of Parikshit.
So,
Sarameya is the son of Sarama.
Yeah, Sarameya went to. Mm-hmm.
Who is the son of Parikshit and the grandson of Arjuna?
He's showing all of these tadittas. Tadittas we haven't learned yet, but what they are derivatives that are built off of a noun.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Where the crit affixes are all of the nouns that are built off of the verbal roots. But then you also have tajita affixes that are built off of the nouns. And those usually have to do with giving some sort of a vriddhi to the first vowel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you'll often see it, and then you'll see like an aya ending here, sadameya, the aya ending.
Yeah.
With the padikshit, all you see is the vriddhi.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's a marker.
Okay.
So then this is Sarameya went to the sacrificial session.
I went to in the sense of approached. He,
right.
he approached it, the sacrificial session of Janamejaya, who is
the
son of Parikshit.
Okay. And so Abhyait is Abhi plus I is in the past tense. So and then Abhi gives it the sense of
approaching.
Mm-hmm.
You can just say went, you know.
Right. Can you read it?
Yeah.
Parikshitasya.
Janamejayasya.
Satram. Sarameyobhyait.
Sarameyobhyait. Sarameyobhyait.
Sarameyobhyait. Yeah. Good. That's good. Tatra Janamejayasya. Ritvijaha atam atadayan.
Ritvijaha tam atadayan.
So tatracha and tatra is there and Janamejaya says genitive singular again of Janamejaya. And then this you told us last time actually, Ritvijaha is the plural from Ritvij, which is priests, I think, is that what that is?
Yes,
Tam. Tam is, so to say, Tam, accusative singular from Saha. He, she, or it. Atadayan A Tadayan, I wasn't sure what that is. A seems like it should be the imperfect augment. And then Yun itself is the ending for, there's a Yun ending.
No.
Which, no.
No.
Or no ending. No? Not. Unless,
sorry.
That's you.
The verbal root, it's first I'm going to tell you this and then you tell me how it was formed. The verbal root is tud, and it's second gonna.
Tud.
Tud.
Oh.
Not Todd. Tud.
Right.
That's the
oh,
root.
It's second gunna.
Not second gunna. It's not Tud. It's Tud. Short Tud.
And what gunna is it?
Tenth.
Oh. So then Tud takes gunna and... No, wait. 1, 4, 6, 10. Aya. Right? Aya. So, Aya.
Uh-huh.
So, Aya means that it will become Tadaya.
Uh-huh.
So a whole it'll become a whole duh and then a whole year.
Yeah.
So tadaya. And then for the tenth it's just the tenth endings are the regular.
The regular endings.
Endings. Which would be hold on just an unending. It's imperfect. Third person plural imperfect, mm-hmm. unending.
But I want you to tell me why it's...
Why it's a ta instead of thud.
Why it's tad?
Tad. Because in tenth, does the penultimate vowel take guna?
The penultimate vowel takes guna, but the penultimate often takes ah. There's a lot of exceptions to it, but the general rule is that in the tenth guna, penultimate takes vriddhi and becomes ah. So there's a lot of exceptions. And the penultimate vowel other than takes guna. So like chura would become chodian.
So in this case we have a penultimate vowel
So it takes vriddhi, which is the major rule, but there's so many exceptions to it. You have to say, oh, this is one of the instances in the tenth guna where becomes ah. So atadian.
Atadian, so this is still third person's plural imperfect. And that means to hit or to beat?
To hit, to beat.
To beat,
mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, and there?
So we're on a story now, right?
Yeah.
The story is Sadameya approached the sacrificial rites of Janamejia,
and then the priests beat...
Mm-hmm. The priests of Janamejaya.
Oh, the priests of Janamejaya beat
him, Sadameya.
Right.
Tum goes back to Sadameya because we're a story now.
Right. Okay. And there the priests of Janamejaya
uh-huh.
beat him.
Right.
Wow.
And for Ritvij, it's Ritvij is the nominative.
So then Ritvijaha is the nominative plural.
It means the substantive, Ritvij.
Right.
Yeah, okay. And it's nominative plural.
Right.
Yeah. So the Ritvijas beat him.
And they're the priests of...
Janamejaya's priests.
Beat him.
Well, those who he hired for this to do this, Satram, they beat him.
Sorry. I don't know this story.
I don't either.
Okay, I'll read it.
Everybody clear? Are you with it?
Yep, I'm with it. Just making it out. Yep.
Okay, let's read it then.
Tatracha. Janamejayasya. Ritvijaha.
Ritvijaha.
Tam Tadayan.
Atadayan.
Tam Atadayan.
Tam Atadayan. Good.
Okay. Saha Arodi Rudamaha Cha Mataram
Rudamscha, right? Rudamscha.
Rudamscha.
Uh-huh. There's you've got an Anuswara with a sha and a cha. Rudamscha. So Rudi Rudamscha. It's a nasal, the dental nasal.
Yeah. Okay.
So
should be if you break it Rudam. Rudamscha is Rudam.
Mataram Ayat.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
So Saha is he, masculine, nominative singular. And then Vudamsha is for, it's a proper name. Is it? Or I don't know it. I didn't know what
Rudan.
It was.
Rudan.
Rudan
is from Rud. Both are from Rud. Arodit and the Rud is Rud. It means to cry. So what do you think Rudan would mean?
Rudan.
Like Gretchen?
Crying.
Present participle.
Present participle.
Yeah, Rudan. In the nominative singular. Masculine nominative singular. So. Saha arodit rudansha mataram ayat.
Okay. He was crying and went to his mother, went to mother.
He cried.
He cried.
And crying, he went to his mother. Sequential action, I mean, not sequential, but simultaneous action. Rudan ayat, crying, he went to his mother. So he cried, and crying, he went to his mother.
Okay.
Ayat.
Do you want to do the next one, or do you want to do it?
I'll do one. Okay.
Oh, should
we read
it?
This?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rudanscha.
Rudanscha. Rudanscha, actually.
Rudanscha.
Uh-huh.
Mataramayat.
Mataramayat.
Mata prichat vats kim rodishi.
Mata prichat. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
You're tired. Mata prichat. The mother asked, son, why are you crying? Mata is mother, nominative singular. Prichat is prichat. Now I know prichat is asked. Why is that?
How prichat about
is
prach prich
prich
to ask.
Mm-hmm. And so prichat is the ending, and that would just.
You're not breaking the sandhi.
Prichat.
Mata prichat. Break the sandhi.
Mata.
And.
And then. Prichat.
If it was mata prichat, there'd be no sandhi there. There'd be two separate words.
Oh, aprichat.
Yeah. Mata.
Okay, that makes sense.
But do you see mata prichat won't sandhi together?
Yes.
It has to be mata
yes.
aprichat.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So otherwise it would be written as two separate words.
Exactly.
Right. That's good. I forgot about that. So aprichat would be just imperfect third person singular.
Yeah.
The mother asked, what son, kim, why? Rodishi is from Rud again. Why are you crying? Rodishi would be second person singular.
Mm-hmm. And you got for Vatsa, O son, or
right,
child.
Right. And child. Why are you crying?
Why are you crying? Good.
Well, that was easy.
Yeah. See?
Well, that one was not very easy. Was actually
now we understand he was beaten by the priest. Now we've been getting the
right,
story.
Right.
I was missing that piece. Right.
Once you understand the story, it breaks
up
a lot
easier.
Yeah.
One word can throw the whole story out.
Totally. That's true.
Mata prichat vats.
Vatsa.
Vatsa.
Mata prichat vatsa.
Kim rodishi.
Kim rodishi.
Saha abrevit janame jayasya satram ayam kepi tatra ke api mam praharam. Okay, so saha again is he, nominative masculine singular. Abravit is from Bru, and it's imperfect third person singular, said or spoke. He said, it's genitive singular for janamejaya. And then satram is the accusative singular for the sacrificial session. And then ayam, is that e?
Yes.
Yay! Okay.
It is.
Imperfect. First person singular?
Yeah.
Okay, I went. And tatra is there or then. And ke and api is someone or anyone?
Yeah, in plural.
Oh, yes, plural.
Yeah.
plural from, what is the substantive there?
Kaha kalpe.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay.
So it would be some people.
Some people.
Yeah.
Okay. And
you would just say some is okay, because some can be mm-hmm. some one person, but you would just say some is a plural, some.
And then mom is I or me, accusative mm-hmm. singular, from asmad. And then praharan is pra and aharan from hr.
From hr.
From hr, which is to carry. Or strike. Or to strike.
It must be destroyed. Strike. Some people strike. Mean.
Okay, so that's right. They struck. And it's imperfect third person plural.
Right.
So it's, he said, I went to the sacrificial session of Janamejaya, mm-hmm. and there some people mm-hmm. struck me.
Excellent.
Go ahead.
Brevi.
Yeah.
Saha Brevi. Janamejayasya.
Satram ayam.
Tatra kepi mam praharan. Mata vadat kim tvam karoho kim tanas asprishaha. Mata is, again, feminine, nominative singular, mother. Avadat.
Just prahara, just so you know, because it's not in the book. It means to strike at, beat, to hurt, injure, wound. Attack, to assault, for the prahara, to attack, to assault, to throw, cast, hurl, to seize upon. So, just so you know.
Okay.
So, go ahead. Sorry.
It's Mata, mm-hmm. and then Avadat, which is said it would be imperfect third person singular.
Mother said.
So the mother mm-hmm. said, Kim Tvam Karoho. Tvam is you, accusative. First accusative singular, kim is however you do. Karoho is akaroho.
Yeah, kim tvam akaroho.
Akaroho is imperative mm-hmm. second singular.
Imperfect.
Imperfect, I meant.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's what I meant. Imperfect second person singular. Mm-hmm. However you do.
No, kim tvam karoho.
Oh, what? Why? Why what? Did you do? What did you do?
What did you do?
What did you do? Kim tan asprishaha. Tan is plural of them. Kim, how did they asprishaha? Asprishaha, I don't know what that
is. Let me tell you something. Kim can be like what? What did you do?
Okay.
It can also be used to introduce a question, that in which case it's not translated. Like here, which would be this case. Did you touch them? Tan Kim, Tan Asprishoho. First, Kim Karoho, Kim Tuam Karoho, what did you do? Then, Kim, now it's not saying what. It's,
did you
touch them? So,
Kim tan asprishaha. So asprishaha is from spri, which is to touch, and it's second person singular potential.
Asprishaha.
Imperative, I mean. Imperfect. Sorry.
Imperfect.
I keep saying imperative for imperfect. Yeah.
Did you touch them? What did you do? So, see, he's clever. That's why I like to do Bhandarkar, because he shows you these things. Like, mm-hmm. here's two Kims that are being used differently. So, you have to, it's important to understand that.
Yep. Yeah. So, the mother said, what did you do? Did you touch them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let me read that. Mata avadat.
Mata avadat.
Kim tvam karoho.
Kim tvam karoho.
Kim tan asprishaha.
Kim tan asprishaha.
Good. Okay. Saha abhashata Snaham Maryadham
Maryadham
Maryadham Atyayam
Atyayam
Atyayam, sorry, Atyayam. Saha, now in the singular, he, and then we have Hash, it's imperfect third person singular, said. He said, Naham is confinement?
Na-aham.
Oh,
Na-aham.
Not me, or not
I. I did not.
I did not, okay. Okay. All right, and then Mar Yadam. I don't know what that means.
A Mar Yada is a limit.
Okay, well that's what it's I found, but I thought how does that?
No,
Mariada for mind.
That's different, but Mariada means like a limit or a boundary.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
All right. And that's accusative.
Right.
Singular. Feminine. And then I just couldn't. Is this E again, this next word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay.
Boy.
Good for you.
That's well, why I just guessed it because I couldn't figure out what it was.
What else is a good man?
Yeah, it's Ati plus E, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, very nice.
So what would it mean?
It's first person. I didn't.
Which tense?
It's present tense.
No.
No.
Amvama. Amvama is tanta.
Oh yes, it's past tense.
Mm-hmm.
So oh yeah, okay. It's I. So I, and then Ati. Is Ati with E would be. Well, how would that change E?
Well, first of all, you have the ati, right? And then you have the verb E,
uh-huh.
Past tense.
Okay.
Becomes I.
Right.
Right? So, but the I plus the is going to be what? I plus
A?
Ayam.
Ayam.
Right?
Because Ayam, yeah.
Are you with me, Kiki?
Yeah.
I am. Now do Ati plus I am.
Ati plus
I am. E
plus
A.
E plus A. Yayam.
Atyayam.
Atyayam.
You see it?
Yes.
Good. Atyayam. Okay. That means to cross over, to go beyond.
Okay. So I did not, he said, I did not go beyond the limit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't cross a boundary.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You see it, Kiki?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to read first?
Yeah.
That's good.
Here we are. Sobhashata.
Sobhashata.
Naham.
Naham.
Maryadam.
Maryadam.
Atyayam.
Atyayam.
Because I have to, I actually, that's where I got to that sentence. I can attempt the
You might be able
rest.
To do it.
Okay. Sarma satribhumim gatvo chair vacha brut. Sarma, is Sarma like a feminine non-native singular? Is that a name or something? Sarma?
Yes, Sarma. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you see the Sarameya? Sarameya?
Right, exactly. That's
the Sarma.
Right.
Sarma.
Right. So she is probably the mother's name then.
Mm-hmm.
So nominative singular feminine, Sarma.
She's called the
bitch of the gods.
She's called the what? The bitch,
bitch
of the
means
gods.
The dog.
Bitch of the gods. Oh my god! I know that from the dictionary.
That means a female dog.
Oh,
Sarma.
It's so funny to see that dog.
I know.
Oh, so
she's a dog.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, so it's the dog who went to the sacrifice,
the dog's
and that's
son.
Why the dog was. Oh, I kept thinking it's a man. I see.
Well, but it is a kind of a sacred devatar dog. You know, it's not an ordinary dog.
Uh-huh. Okay. Sarma, Satrabhumim. So Satrabhumim is probably the place,
place
earth
the earth
where the ritual takes place.
Satrabhumi is just the place, the ground where it is.
And Satrabhumi, is that a compound?
Yeah.
Okay.
So because Satra was
the
right.
Bhumi, it means the, Bhumi means like the earth, but they're talking about the actual location of the Satra.
Right. So this
the
is Sapta
Bhumi is where it took place.
Was this the cremation that was probably taking place then?
Sutra didn't say that that's...
No, it doesn't say that, but probably... Okay, maybe not. Okay, so...
I don't know
Sarama Satrabhumim. Okay, so Satrabhumim, the place. Gatva is... So then that would be when... Gatva would be having gone in the Glanville past participle from Gangat. So Gatva. And then Uchai... that the next one will be...
Uchaiva. Uchaihi.
Right.
It's an adverb, it means loudly.
Uchaihi. Okay. So uchaihi means loudly. So uchaihi, vach, abrut. Abruta would be then from the bru, that's the second person, the second conjugation. Bru. And then abruta would be imperfect third person singular.
Abruta.
Abruta is, third person plural. Mm-hmm. Right? Imperfect third person plural?
Yeah.
Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, imperfect third plural. So, that would mean bru is cry, right? Or said.
Said.
Said loudly, and then vacha, what do I not have yet? Vacha is to say.
Could be vacha.
These words are speech.
Oh, right. Well, so vacha will be plural of the speech.
Sorry, I have to look something.
I think it's instrumental.
Yeah, that's what I think. It's from vach.
So instrumental singular.
With loud words or with loud speech, she yelled. Mm. Like
she said.
She said.
Good, that's good. Good for you.
That's good.
Okay, yeah. I'll read it. A lot of help. Sarama Satrabhumin.
Sarama Satrabhumin.
Gatva.
Gatva.
Uchaihi.
Uchaihi.
Vacha. Abruta.
Vacha. Abruta.
Vacha. Abruta.
That was good for you, Torah, to get the vacha.
Vacha.
Instrumental singing.
Yeah. Right. She said with loud words, speaking loudly, something like that. It's not that obvious.
No, and those there's like three different forms of words. Right?
I know.
Early on, they confused me so much.
Yeah.
That I have a little note sheet that I wrote them out on, so I just look at that because I get so confused.
Yeah, vach, vach, vach.
Yeah. Does vach also mean to speak?
And there's vachas too. There's vachas, right?
I think
there's an ascending form of it.
See, there's
they all can be used similarly.
You're getting Carol says Carol can never say similarly. What do you say?
I'm not gonna say vach is a feminine. Can mean a word, sound, and expression, words, talk, language, speech. He spoke these words. Just spoke these loudly, spoke these words. Would be good. Good word. There's also vacha, which is feminine. Nominative singular, that means speech, but that wouldn't fit here.
You've got to take
vach.
So having gone to the center, she spoke loudly.
She spoke these words.
Sarma spoke these words, right?
Loudly. She yelled.
Oh, good luck with that word there, my dear.
We'll see how that goes. Very incomplete. Definitely. I got a few of them, and then I'm just like, forget it.
Oh my gosh, yeah. You have to know the vocabulary, it's hard.
The spade, we saw before.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
So, ayam, me, putrako, na, yushman, ashprishat, tat, kim, and that's where I fell off. Tat, kim,
enam,
okay, enam,
anapadhim.
Anaparadinam.
Anaparadinam.
Oh, and then
Atadayata.
Atadayata.
Nice.
Okay, so it's Okay, so I am is this, nominative singular. May is dative or genitive, of me or for me, to me. Putrako is son, and it says the ka gives a diminutive. What is that, like a...
Like a little son. He's young, my little boy, like this. This little boy of mine.
Putra.
Putrakaha is a little guy.
And then na.
My little son.
Putraki for...
For feminine, yeah.
And then, like in Spanish, it's putcita on the antaracita, or my little...
Yeah. Exactly.
It's not... And then Yushman is from Yushmad, accusative plural, you all. Asprishat is imperfect third person singular, you touched. Put your hands on. And then Tut is accusative singular.
Tut? Well, if you say Tut, a lot of times when Tut begins, I should see what this actually means, but what I think it means therefore. A lot of times when Tet begins a sentence or a clause, it's like it can mean therefore, or it can actually mean anything, any declension.
And so because it's neuter, like I was saying, well, what does that relate
tet
to?
Can.
That's the clue that it could be introducing a clause. Like
yeah, with a therefore, or it could even be anything else. Mm-hmm. It could be in reference to that. It could be tesmin, Tet.
Okay.
That's the most common would be tesmat.
Because I was like, it's neuter. What is it relating to? You know, so that makes sense. So therefore, then kim
common.
Is neuter. I mean, it's nominative.
So tes kim. Therefore, why?
Therefore, why?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Therefore, why? And then what is anum?
Him, in the accusative, where. A ted or a num as a secondary form of a ted in the masculine. A num. From a.
But wait a minute.
Masculine it's accusative singular.
Okay.
Secondary form, right?
I was like going over this and over this. And I did not see it. I knew it had to be that. I knew it.
Yeah, you know it's a pronoun. And it's so hard to find sometimes. I know.
And I just kept seeing the long ah, and I didn't see the a num. Okay, so it's him.
Yeah, him. Accusative singular.
Okay. And then the next word was the anum, and then we have
anaparadhin.
What does that mean?
Anaparadhinam.
Well, let me tell you one thing. Aparadhin means somebody who is guilty, who has committed an offense, is somebody who is an aparadhin. That in shows one who has an aparada.
Okay.
One who possesses an aparada. One who's done an offense. But this is...
Aparadhinam.
So that in one who has not done anything wrong.
Mm.
That makes it in the accusative singular. So enam, anaparadhinam.
Okay. Not doing anything wrong. Okay. Anitinam.
Yeah, the num is the accusative ending.
Okay.
The substantive is aparadhin. Then you add the un to negative. Anaparadhin. Then to decline it, it takes an accusative singular, it takes the In the nominative, it would be an aparadhi, right?
Right, like Rajan also, like Rajan is masculine, but...
It's not like Rajan, though, it's like an in ending, like Shashi.
Because that would be Raja, and then Shashin would be Shashi.
Exactly.
Okay, and then we have that same...
Atadayata.
Now, what does that mean?
Atadayata. To beat.
Oh, beat. You beat him, you all. It's so third person plural, right?
Kim atadiyata.
Why did you
beat him?
Tep kim atadiyata.
Oh, therefore why did you beat him?
Therefore why did you beat him?
Who is?
Who has not done anything wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what does the first part say?
The first part said, this is my little son. No.
No. This little son of mine.
This little son of mine.
It's me's genitive then.
This little son of mine has not done anything wrong.
Nayushman asprishat. Asprishat.
Has not touched.
Has not touched. Oh. This little son of mine has not touched you all.
Yeah.
He didn't touch you.
Didn't touch you. Therefore, why have you beat him? who has done nothing wrong.
Right. Why did you beat him? Okay. When he's done nothing, this one who's done nothing wrong, why did you beat him? Good. You see it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I am me putra ko.
Putra kaha.
I am me putra kaha.
I am me putra kaha.
Yushman.
Na Yushman.
Na Yushman.
Oh, sorry. Na Yushman. Asprishat.
Asprishat.
Tat kim.
Enam.
Anaparadhinam. Atadayata. Alright, I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
Tan na kopi pratyabhashata. So tan is that accusative
tom,
plural?
Feminine. Not plural, there's no tan there. Tom. Tom.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Feminine is tate tan. No, tate tani is new.
Sate ta. Tan te ta.
Yeah, so feminine. Accusative singular. Kaha api.
Kopi is
kopi kaha api.
Mm-hmm. But you have to say them together, because when you have a form of ka with api, chait, or chana, it's like one word.
Okay.
It makes the indefinite article, so you don't break
okay.
it. You just say
so
kopi.
So anyone.
But when it has a negative, then what?
Not anyone.
So you wouldn't say not anyone.
You'd say no one.
It becomes an absolute. So
right.
kopi is
right.
someone. Na kopi is no one.
Right.
Nobody. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the next one is
prati abhashata. Prati bhash means to answer or respond, to answer, you know, to speak back to.
So prati abhashata, so that would be, the a would come after the prati augment for the imperfect. So abhashata
mm-hmm.
would be, you said it's to speak badly?
No, to speak,
reply
to reply.
To reply, okay. So she...
What's the subject?
There is no subject.
Kaha, kopi.
Oh, no one.
No one replied. Tom.
No one replied her. No one replied to her.
Yeah.
No one answered her.
Yeah.
Should I do the next?
Mm-hmm.
Tena krudha sa devashuni sarma janame jayam shaktva griham ayat.
Griham ayat.
Griham ayat. Oh, ayat is going to be from E again. Went, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Tena krudha. Tena is...
Wait. It's
tena?
Not from... I think it is from E. Not from E.
No, not tena.
Ayat is not from E.
Okay. Oh, ayat is maybe just from ya, to go.
Yeah. Ya plus the
right.
Ayat.
So tena would be... Tena is... No, it's not tena.
Ramena.
Ramena. Oh, it's okay. Instrumental... Yeah, instrumental, singular, by him or her.
Or that.
Krudha. Krudha is angry. Krudha is angry.
Anger.
And krudha, by her anger. So it's again instrumental, singular, by.
Krudha. Past tense of participle.
Oh,
krud
right.
Becomes krudha.
Uh-huh.
Feminine, krudha, sa.
Oh, so then it would be, it's just. Krudh is PPP.
Krudh means to be anger, to
right.
be angry. Krudha
right.
is past, that's a participle.
And so krudha is still instrumental.
No, it's a feminine, nominative singular along with sa. So you go tena, krudha sa, devasuni. Devasuni means the suni is a dog.
The bitch of the gods.
The bitch of the gods again. And it's feminine. So sa, devasuni, tena krudha.
So sa teta. So then sa is nominative or
nominative singular.
Right, for she. And then so her, and then that krutha is also nominative singular, you're saying?
Yeah, but you should see why. If you have a past passive participle, krubha,
right.
It can be declined in the masculine, feminine, and masculine, neuter, feminine.
Right.
So declined in the masculine, krubha.
Right.
Neuter, krubham.
And then feminine,
krubha.
Because it's being used with the sa here.
Yeah, and you've got three feminines lined
right.
up here. So sa, Kruta, David,
sa, Devasuni.
And Sarama, her name.
Oh, right.
Sarama, the Devasuni. That.
Sarama, the bitch of the dolls. Oh,
of the
gods. okay, anger. Janamejayam is
so you say, like, was angered by that. Right? Sarama, angered by that, Tena.
Oh.
Because no one responded to her.
Ah, right.
So
right.
angered by that, Sarama.
Yeah, angered by that, Sarama. Janamejayam is the accusative singular for
mm-hmm.
her, for Janamejaya.
Mm-hmm.
Shaptva. So this looks like an indeclinable past participle for shap. Shap. I don't know them. Oh, gave a shrap. Is that shap?
Curse.
Having cursed Janamejayam. Janamejaya, Griham Ayat went home.
Mm-hmm.
Griham is home.
Yeah, she won't have it done.
And then Ayat is from Ya, and then imperfect, third person singular.
That's right.
Ayat. So angered by that, Sarma, having cursed, Janamejaya went home.
Janamejaya went home. Good. Everybody see it?
Yep.
You want to read it, Kiki?
Yeah. Ta na kopi.
Tam na kopi.
Prati abhashata.
But you, it says it's within a word, you're not going to break a sentence within
okay.
a word.
Prati abhashata.
Prati abhashata.
Tena krudha.
Tena krudha.
Sa devashuni sarama.
Sa devashuni sarama.
Janamajayam shaptva.
Janamajayam. Say Janamajayam.
You know what I'm going to do?
You should have Janamejayam.
Janamejayam Shaptva.
Janamejayam Shaptva.
Grihamayat.
Grihamayat. Should we do one more?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Just make one note.
Okay.
I think that's our last one anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, the grown up, right? That's the last one. So.
Yeah.
That's good for us. Wow.
Oh, really? We raised two actually.
Yeah.
Because
we didn't have to do any grammar this time.
Okay, Dronat Shatravityam. Shatravityam.
It's be Shastra, but Shastra.
Oh, right, Shastravityam.
Yeah, Dronat Shastravityam.
Dronat Shastravityam.
Mm-hmm.
Adhyayata. Pandavaha.
Pandavaha.
Pandavaha. Kushalau.
Kushalau.
Kushalau. Vanikehe. Adhyayatam. Karnahacha.
Mm-hmm.
Karnahacha. Parashuramat. Parashuramat.
It's actually Parashurama. It's the name of somebody, right? Parashuramat.
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 Parashuhu.
No, it's one word. It's the name of somebody.
Oh, Parashurama.
Yeah. Yeah, Parashurama is the name of a person.
Okay. Parashuramat. Adyaita. So Dronat is... from the proper name Drona?
From Drona.
From Drona, so ablative singular. And then we have Shastra Vidyam, which is the art or knowledge of war. It's a human singular.
Mm-hmm.
Feminine noun.
Shastras are weapons.
Right.
So but
Shastra.
That's right what you said.
Shastra.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Shastra Vidya, how to
okay.
Yeah.
The Vidya of weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then Adhyayata is Adi and E together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's imperfect third person plural.
Right.
They studied the Vidya of weapons from Dharma.
Right.
And then we have, the next word is the nominative plural for Pandavas, the descendants of Pandu.
It's Arjuna and all of his.
All of his, okay. And Kushala Bao.
So the Pandavas studied the Shastra Vidya from Drona.
Okay.
Nominative plural there. And then Kusha and Lava were Rama's sons, Kusha Laval.
Okay, and it's instrumental?
Oh, both.
No, it's a dwandwa. Kusha and Lava. It's a dwandwa in the nominative dual. Kusha Laval. Yeah. Kusha and Lava, they're Rama's sons.
Oh, and they study from Valmiki.
Yeah.
It's instrumental, plural?
No, it's not. It's nominative dual. Kusha, Laval, like Ramaha, Ramal, Dwandra.
Okay.
Kusha,
Kusha.
That's what that makes sense now. So it's the two sons.
Uh-huh.
Rama's two sons. Okay, because I ended up with a verb that was in the dual. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, where in the world did that... What am I supposed to do with that? Okay.
There it is.
Okay, and so then we have Valmikehe, which is a genitive or ablative singular for Valmiki, the sage.
Mm-hmm.
And then Adhyayatam, which is Adi and E again, and it's the imperfect third dual.
Right.
The two of them studied... Rama's two sons studied with Valmiki.
From Valmiki. They used the ablative.
Okay. They studied from Valmiki.
They learned from
him. They learned from Valmiki.
Yeah.
And then we have Karna, which is a proper name for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Karna, and...
He never studied from Parshuram.
According to this, he did.
Okay, so then the next we have is... is that a compound, Parashu and Ramat?
Yeah, but just take it as one word, Parashu Rama.
Okay.
Just the name of a person.
Okay, and that's just one person. And Parashu Ramat. And then we have Adyaita, right?
Yeah.
Adyaita is again Adi and E, imperfect third person singular. He studied.
Right.
Okay.
And Karna studied from Parashurama.
Okay. And Karna studied.
All of them studied the Shastra Vidya.
Okay.
Right? That goes to all of them.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
Javita?
Yeah, that's great.
Dronat. Shastra Vidyam. Adhyayata.
Adhyayata.
Pandavaha.
Pandavaha.
Kushalavau.
Valmikehe.
Adhyayatam. Karunascha. Parashuramat
Adhyayata. Adhyayata.
Sorry, my bad.
Good. Okay, let's take a break. Well, first, before we take a break.
Oh, true.
Really, we did good.
Yeah,
that's really
nice.
Excellent. Let's go to page 56. So for next week, I guess we'll... Well, that's a lot of stuff for us to read through, which I think we should read through. Let's read through study.
That's a load.
Yeah, it's a lot. Study through to 63. And we'll read through all of it.
Okay.
And then you can... How many sentences will we do? Maybe none.
Yeah.
Carol, one time in class, can you do all the declensions for E?
For E?
Or maybe I'll write it up and then have
Yeah, we can. In fact, I ordered you, so you were not going to have this problem. I ordered these for you.
Oh,
they haven't
you.
Come yet, but they'll be here.
Oh, that'd be great.
And then you'll just look in this.
That would be
this.
So good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That would be great.
And they'll have all the
questions. It's nice to work through it too, though.
It is,
yeah. Good practice.
It's good practice, but then you have that to check on.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly. That's the right way to use it.
So we'll have to read through all of these. That'll probably take the whole time, but let's decide that we're going to end up doing all of the sentences on page 63.
Okay.
Right, so you might, as you're reading through, you might feel like doing some sentences. Those are the ones that we're going to do. And then, oh wow, and then we have another.
The second conjugation is a never
it's
ending.
Big.
Well, it's hard.
Then on the then yeah, so that's good. We'll do, probably do 2 weeks on this one. And then.
The good part
but it gives you a chance to.
We keep working with it.
Yeah,
I know,
because
I
it's,
know.
There it's are so quite much. A few. There's over 100, I think, second gana.
Yes.
I think so. I have to look that up
again. But some of them are so common, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but